Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on March 2nd, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Well, it's been a very exciting year, and of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com. The producer of the show, Jackie Balestra, is here with me. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Good.
I thought for a second there you forgot about me.
Well, no. Went off script a little bit. I got excited.
Yeah.
Super Tuesday was yesterday.
Yeah. Have you been, did you watch the returns? Did you watch the news coverage last night?
I did watch a little of it. I'm kind of a political junkie, yes.
Yeah, I was, as you said, it's been not just an interesting year. I mean, the last, 9 months?
Mm-hmm.
You know, since all these people made it known that they were going to run for president, it's been a roller coaster ride.
Right.
I'll be honest with you, the earlier debates, I could watch. The later debates, when they whittled down the Republican field, like, I couldn't watch so much because they were just too contentious.
Right.
But I sat here for several hours. Probably about 3 or 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I turned the TV on and I watched it until, you know, at least 10:30 or something, watch those returns. And I have to tell you, I am so surprised by how in denial the GOP, not just the GOP, is about a Trump candidacy, but the media.
Mm-hmm.
The media is still in denial. I've never seen anything like it. Have you?
No. I think the entire leadership of the GOP is in denial.
Yeah. It's amazing. Last night, I was watching it. I was just paying attention to what was going on, both the Democratic side and the Republican side.
Mm-hmm.
And on CNN, Anderson Cooper had two panels. He had the Democratic people on one side. He had the Republican talking heads on the other side. And there was this one female commentator, I can't remember her name, I think it was Amanda or something,
mm-hmm.
but she actually said the words, we have to bring things back into the proper order,
mm-hmm.
meaning get Trump out, get all these outsiders out, Bernie Sanders, Dr. Carson, Trump, anybody that's not established. But she said that out loud.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, wow, what hubris. Proper order. Who's proper order?
Yeah. Okay. And this is a perfect opportunity for me to talk about my one key sort of nugget of knowledge that I've gleaned from this year's presidential campaign, is that if you look dispassionately at the programs and the rhetoric, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are very, very similar in that they are outside the Washington elite, the Washington establishment.
Mm-hmm.
They're anti-lobbyists and anti-external influences on the government. They're for the people. I think, you know, this sort of visceral anger at the federal government has taken the left and the right by storm. And
by surprise.
Yeah.
Totally by surprise.
It's quite interesting.
You know what it is, Joe? It's a revolution.
Absolutely. Bernie uses that word revolution, but I think on the Trump side, it certainly is a revolution. The GOP, the Republicans have set record after record after record for turnout.
And the media, last night I heard them saying, it's a very small group of people that Trump is rallying. Mm. Baloney.
Yeah.
That is the biggest line of horse dookie I've heard in a long time. As they're saying this, I'm watching these words come out of their mouth, and along the bottom, the streaming, they're showing the numbers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, please, they are doing everything in their power to belittle him and to sidelight him. And the way everybody speaks so openly about the GOP, you know, the leadership wanting to get rid of him.
Right.
I mean, that right there should be a big red flag to anybody that has any interest in this election. It's amazing. I think it's amazing. It is a revolution. I think it's a real revolution.
I don't think anything could be more exciting except transportation.
There you go. Good segue.
The only thing that could be more exciting than a Donald Trump Bernie Sanders ticket or contest in the fall.
Yeah.
That is my ultimate fantasy. Absolutely.
Yeah. I would love to see that. I would love to see that. I would love to see Hillary sidelined and just, you know, made to shut up for once. I'm sorry. I think it would be great. And don't get me started on that because, you know what, let's not get me started on that.
Okay, we'll just talk about, you know, Jackie, there's so many things to be thankful for in the South Bay. We have fantastic weather. We have...
It's pea soup out there.
A little fog, but...
A little?
it's thick enough to cut with a knife, you're right.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But we have such fantastic weather. We have such fantastic food. We have great schools. We have among the beach cities, we have 3 police forces and 3 fire departments. We are so blessed with fantastic city services and great roads and all of that. But on top of all of that, we have great public transportation, and that's not by accident.
Mm-hmm.
That is not by accident. I think, Jackie, you might know someone who's had a little hand in this.
A little.
Who's our guest today, Jackie?
Our guest this morning is Joyce Rooney from the City of Redondo Beach Community Services Department. Joyce has worked in the transit field for over 25 years. She's been the transit manager for Redondo Beach since April 2010 and was previously employed by the City of West Hollywood for 20 years. Joyce manages the local transit programs, including the Beach City's transit fixed route lines, 102 and 109, the WAVE Senior and Disabled Dial-A-Ride programs, the local bus pass program, and MTA bus pass program. And this morning, we're going to find out what it takes to keep the transit wheels rolling here in Redondo Beach. Welcome to the program, Joyce. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to join you as well.
So, of course, Joyce, we had to talk about what's going on with the country and Super Tuesday yesterday, but it is really true that transit in the South Bay is very, very good public transportation.
Yes, and Redondo operates a couple of routes, and Metro services the area, and some of the other local services, Torrance and Gardena, also serve the area, as well as there's a Commuter Express service that LA Dot operates as well.
Right.
Before we go any further, I just have to put this out there.
What?
One of the most famous quotes of all time: all roads lead to Rome.
Yes.
Right? That's how the Roman Empire conquered the world. They built roads, and they had transportation.
You can't supply armies and or collect taxes without great roads. Let's just get it clear, you know.
Yeah, just putting it out there.
It's all about taxes and feeding armies.
Yeah, yeah.
But, Joyce, I imagine that that was not the original concept when Redondo Beach Transit sat down and said, well, we have to supply, we have to have supply lines for our armies and our tax collectors. How is it that Redondo Beach Transit has come to be what it is today?
Many years ago, probably over 20 or so, the city actually was operating a general public dial ride. And then in about 2005, they decided to change the service structure a little bit. And they took over some routes that Metro was canceling. And that's how, over time, our service has evolved into a we have two fixed route services, and we have a senior and disabled dollar ride.
Right.
So for the most part, we're just trying to help alleviate traffic and improve congestion and improve the air quality for our region.
Well, it is so efficient. There's only two fixed lines, and I imagine anyone who's taken public transportation in the South Bay is very familiar with the 102 and the 109. Can you tell us a little bit about those fixed line services and why were those routes chosen as they are?
Well, the 102 originates at the Redondo Beach Pier and services PCH and Diamond and goes through, provides stops at the Redondo High School.
Right.
The Redondo High School students are a predominant ridership for that route, and it also serves, continues northeast to the Galleria and serves the Marine Green Line Station. So primarily, you know, this route was initiated in order to get students to and from school in a timely manner and alleviate some of the congestion that occurs at high school drop-off locations. And also with the Green Line Station, when it came into the to Redondo area, it also serves that. And most of our ridership is originates and comes from the Green Line Station at Marine Avenue.
Very convenient for me. I actually used to take it to work every day. I live in North Redondo at Ringe and Ruland, and I worked right near the Redondo Beach Pier, and it was just almost door-to-door service, and it was wonderful.
Yes, it's very, it's because it's such a short run from that location, it's most people can get to their destination maybe a little bit longer than driving themselves, but not much more than 10 minutes, which which is very convenient. The other route that we have is Line 109, and that originates in Riviera Village and drives along the coast up through Hermosa Beach in Manhattan, and then up continues through El Segundo up to LAX Bus Center. And that some of that route was originated because it was taking over a metro routes that were canceled several years ago. And again, you know, with that route, we serve two Green Line stations, one at Aviation and one at Douglas, and we have a lot of people boarding and alighting at the Green Line stations as well as up in El Segundo and LAX. And it's a great way to get to the downtown communities for Hermosa and Redondo Beach and Manhattan Beach as well.
Yeah. Now, this line, of course, I used to live in Hermosa Beach. I could literally, steps from my door in Hermosa Beach, get directly to the Green Line and directly to LAX if I was taking a flight. And that's really, truly amazing. And, of course, it serves along Main Street and on Grand Avenue and Sepulveda. It serves El Segundo in an amazing way. It's amazing. Yeah.
We try and have the route connect most of the residential areas with our business centers and our economic centers and just the major destinations in the area.
Wow.
I guess I never thought about that Hermosa, Manhattan, and elsewhere. The cities are really too small to have their own transit system. I just never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are small. Some of them have their own dial-a-ride services for their seniors, but for the most part, you know, operating transit does cost quite a bit of money, and you know, it's hard to operate your own service.
Now, in terms of cost, Joyce, it's also really inexpensive. Can you talk about the cost for the 102 and the 109 and
sure.
How that works?
The ridership fare is $1 for regular riders, and for student fare is also $1. But our seniors and disabled passengers pay half fare.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very convenient. As you know, public transit is not a money-making opportunity. It's primarily subsidized by several years ago, L.A. County residents opted to tax themselves for transportation programs, and a lot of the funding that we use to pay for these services comes from those sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
And we also get some other state transportation funding and other fund sources to pay for not just operations but capital. We have federal funding to pay for our bus replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the fare revenue as well. What the riders pays for a partial cost of the services.
When I used to take the 102, especially, and it's even more so for the 109, you see surfers, you see women and men in business suits. I mean, it's quite eclectic. From the, you know, what do they say? El Segundo has the highest concentration of Fortune 500 companies in the country for a city, and you see all these businessmen from El Segundo and businesswomen taking the 109 to go home, back to El Segundo, Hermosa, or Manhattan. It's very, very interesting.
Yes, it's because it's so convenient. You know, you can get there within a reasonable time frame rather than driving, and you don't have to worry about parking or paying any parking fees. So, especially for the people that live nearby, and it's a reasonable way to get to work or get to the airport without having to worry about your car.
Yeah,
so,
it's the parking. You know, the parking
right.
is always such an issue. You know, and gas and maintenance and all that other good stuff. Yeah, no, you definitely save money.
It's amazing. Now, I just want to alert people if you have questions for Joyce, or you'd like to just make a comment about our local transit services, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. I just want to get that number out there so that if people think of a question or a comment, they can call in. Now, Joyce, where can people find out more information online? And I guess you sent these wonderful PDFs to Jackie. I have this beautiful one-page PDF that shows the line, and it shows everywhere that it goes and all the stops and gives little rules of the bus and so forth. Where can people get these?
Well, they can go to the website, the city's website, or direct link to our web page is www.beachcitiestransit.org,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that page will provide all the information. You'll be able to find the route information, time schedule, also information about other transit services, the dial-a-ride service, such as the WAVE. If you want to buy a monthly pass, then there's also information about how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
everything is on the website, or they can go to City Hall and get the information as well.
Okay. Well, we've been talking about the fixed line services. Now we're going to switch to the non-fixed line services. And is there more than one non-fixed line service, or is it just dial-a-ride?
It's just the dial-a-ride. It's the WAVE. It's primarily for the senior and disabled residents of Redondo. We also serve Hermosa Beach residents.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that the general service area is Hermosa Beach and Redondo Beach, but we do have some satellite locations in Torrance. We take people to medical facilities and Torrance area, some other major destinations where people go, some government offices. It's a wide variety of that. But for the most part, our service area is in the Redondo Beach and Hermosa Beach area. And both actually the Beach City's fixed route and the Wave both operate 7 days a week.
7 days a week. Now, how does someone request a Wave ride?
Most important thing is they have to register for the service. So we need to verify residency and age eligibility. So they would need to either call our offices or go to the website to get information. We can mail it to them, or if they come to City Hall, then we'll give them the information. So they need to pre-register. And once they are set up on the program, then all they need to do is call the operations number, the dispatch number, and schedule the trip.
Mm-hmm.
So we people can have some same-day requests for their trips, or they can do advanced trips. They call 2 to 3 days ahead or a week ahead. And most people who have doctor's appointments need, they know more in advance when they're going places, so they can call up to a week ahead to schedule their trip. And
Joyce, is that door to door? So they will, do they pick these people up at their home or where they live and take them directly to the doctor's office, or are there stops like
It's not door to door, but it's not stops either. It's actually curb to curb is what we call it. So we will go to someone's home and the driver will wait for them at the curb. And the person will have to come to the car. We door to door usually, and transportation means that the driver walks up to that person's door.
Oh, I see.
Right?
Okay.
And then walks them to the doctor's office. This is curb to curb. They pick people up outside their home or facility that they may live or housing complex, and then they'll drop them off at the doctor's appointment. If doctor's office is at the specified location.
Now,
So wait a minute, Joe. So this is just for elderly and disabled. I couldn't do that, huh?
Well, it's for 62 and older.
Yeah, I'm not that old,
Dad. Okay.
62 is, that's how young you have to be, 62?
That's how young you have to be, 62.
Because I was going to say, they would put Uber out of business.
And it's disabled of any age, so the 62 is just for senior residents.
And you know, Joyce, I was going to bring that up. A lot of people might think, you know, oh, you can Uber it or you could use Lyft, but this is, the cost is absolutely untouchable. $1 per ride.
Yes, it's only $1 per ride, and that's cheaper. You couldn't pay less on Uber.
No, there's no, you could not.
And we don't have surge pricing either, so
right.
no one needs to worry about that.
What a great amenity. What a great amenity.
Just for living in the South Bay,
mm-hmm.
You have access to this. And I'll have to tell you, this is a perfect opportunity for me to pitch. Anyone who's 56 or older needs to be a member of the Beach City's Health District, their services. You need to find out what services are available from the Beach City's Health. My wife and I are silver
sneakers.
That's right.
Sneakers.
We're part of the Silver Sneakers program. We have a health club. The cost is free. We have a health club with amazingly good equipment and all the weights you could manage, and there's classes that at very low cost. They have a massage team that's it's $30 for 30 minutes. It's just amazing resources at your fingertips, and of course the Wave will take you there,
mm-hmm.
to the Beach City's health district offices, where the old South Bay Hospital was, as many people may remember it. And it's just fantastic. We love going. We went Sunday morning, and it was a good workout.
And not only will the wave take you there, but Beach City Transit Line 102 also has a stop right out front of the building.
All right.
So if you live near the 102 service, you can take it right to the Beach City Health District offices.
Right, right.
I would believe that Redondo Beach has to be the number one best place to retire in the country.
You know, we talk about cost, and of course, many other places are maybe cheaper to retire to. But if you already have a home, own a home, if you're renting and it's you can handle the rent and it's all managed very easily, then the services here are amazing. And of course, with the Beach City Health District, there are no better health-related services across the board anywhere in the country. There's no question about that. It's we have the best.
We just made our pitch.
Yes. To retire to Redondo Beach.
It's a lovely area.
It is really lovely, and transportation is so key. And we're talking about the wave. We've already talked about the fixed line services. Why do you think, Joyce, that these services have been originated in the South Bay? And I really sort of point to leadership, but tell us why you think that leadership occurred. Can you give us some names? Who started this, and why is it so great?
Well, unfortunately, I can't give you names. A lot of the services that are operating now happened years before I arrived, but, you know, you'd have to give kudos to the city council people and some of the dedicated staff that were here, you know, years ago that had the foresight not only to pursue Metro services that were being canceled, but also to, you know, to look at having vision to build. There's a transit center over by the Galleria off of Kingsdale and near Artesia. And that services Gardena and Torrance, as well as Lawndale Beach and Metro. And, you know, in a couple of years, we're actually in the planning process of building a brand new site just south of the Target store. If all goes well, we'll start construction by next year.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a park and ride and have a much nicer facility for a transit center. But in general, you know, a lot of people in the area, Redondo didn't make up transit, right? Metro's been here long before most of us.
Mm-hmm.
And Torrance and Gardena have been serving the area for many years as well.
Right, right. Torrance Transit is absolutely great. There's no question about that. I ride the 108. I think it's the 108.
Or the 8, maybe?
Maybe the 8. I'm sorry, yes. Torrance Transit 8. There's the 103 goes by my near my home, and then the Torrance Transit number 8. And that mm-hmm. also takes me door-to-door from my home almost to my current office in El Segundo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very convenient when I don't have a car or something else is going on.
Yeah, you have some good options.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the Green Line extension coming, there's, you know, currently it stops, the last stop is at Marine Avenue. There is a planned future station at where our new location will be over near the Target offices.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're familiar with the rail line that runs through Redondo, that it'll be using the rail line. So that's many years ahead. We're probably looking at 2025, but at someday that route will continue down to Torrance as well.
Wow. Wow.
Big plans, plans. And
it's time to
thank one of our sponsors.
It is time. And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. We're talking about transit. One of the you know, some people find it to be not that interesting, but I have to say that public transportation is one of the great, conveniences of our time. It's something that, as Jackie pointed out, it was the backbone of the Roman civilization. There's no question about that. Transportation was a key to being able to service and conquer as many lands as Rome did at one time. I'm sure they called it servicing.
We're not looking to conquer. But
No. But we're
maybe we are. I don't know.
We're talking Redondo Beach Transit with Joyce Rooney, and we're having a great conversation. We'd love to have your input. If you have a comment or question, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. Absolutely. And, of course, we'd like to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
Well, Joyce, you already talked a little bit about the extension of the Green Line, but I guess, you know, what we'd like to do is we'd like to make sure everyone has the resources they need to take advantage of what exists today and maybe talk about the future. What do you think the future is for Beach Cities Transit? Also, you talked a little bit about a facelift that happened this year. Tell us about that first.
Well, we have replaced some of our bus stop signs. So we updated the logo. They're a nice blue and gold color. So those signs were all replaced last year. We also put in some at stop panels. So there's a panel that selects destinations where and bus stops where it identifies what time the bus will be at that stop, and it has a linear map of, you know, where you are, you know, kind of the you are here concept, and shows all the stops along the way, not all the stops, but all the major stops along the way. So we hope that'll improve people's understanding of where the bus is and where it's going and what time it may arrive. We're also in process of we're working on getting Google Transit, the services set up on Google Transit. So it would probably be a couple more months we're working on. It's a little complex. You have to write the script for each and every stop and each and every bus that stops there. So it's a little complex with geocoding information. So it takes a little time.
How does that work? Google Transit.
Well, basically, you know, if you go to Google Maps, you'd use the. I'm sure you've used how to get from one location to the next on Google Maps.
Yes.
And most people use it to figure out their route driving, but there are other icons with that app, and one is a bus or transit actually. So that'll give you information on how to get to your destination from your location or from any location to another destination using bus and rail, whatever services are available
for
that trip.
Will it show you a live picture of a bus and where it is and how far it is from you?
It won't show you a live picture of a bus. That's you're thinking of real-time information. But
yes,
it will tell you where to get catch the bus, how far you have to walk to get there, what corner it is, and then what bus routes or services to take. So if you have to transfer to bus to rail, it'll tell you if on bus how many, you know, it'll give you the originating point and the destination where you're going to transfer. And then it'll tell you where to get off and where to go to catch the next bus.
Now, I just want to preface this by saying to people, Google Transit is a service provided by Google where, you know, their motto, their mission is to organize the world's information. So transit authorities like Redondo Beach Transit around the world can submit their information so that now, no matter what city you're in, you can just look at your Google map, click on the particular icon because you want to go from point A to point B, and it'll have all the local public transportation available on there if
this has
been submitted. But
this is huge.
It's huge.
Huge.
It's amazing, and it's one of the things that Google does that makes life better.
Go ahead, Joyce.
It's been really good for transit.
Right.
Because not only can you find your trip route on Google Maps, but you can also find out where is the nearest bus stop.
Mm-hmm.
If you just open up the app and you zoom in a little bit, they have little bus icons at the, on the street intersections if there's a bus route there. And all you have to do is click on it, and it'll pull a drop down of what bus services that stop. And then if you need more information, it provides a link to the bus service for that stop, and you can just click go direct to the website to get more information.
Right.
You know, this is incredible that this is coming to Redondo Beach, but I'm thinking bigger picture because the last time I was in Europe, not the last time, a couple of trips ago, and I it was the trip I took my mom to Italy.
Yeah.
And Joe knows I speak Italian, but every morning I would go down to the hotel concierge and ask them about which bus to take to get to the Colosseum or to this or that.
Mm.
What an advance! What an advance! I mean, this will be huge. I'm thinking when people are on vacation, when they're tourists or they're business people traveling.
Right.
You know, you got to go to London on business, or you have to go to Cape Town on business or something. This is huge.
I was just, Jackie, you know, you read my mind, because my one example is everyone who goes to London is always fascinated to ride the tube. Their subway system in London is extensive.
The double deckers.
Amazing. But the double deckers. But the tube, the displays to tell you which trains arrive when is absolutely indecipherable. it's like the Dead Sea Scrolls. I mean, what is going on, and when is the train going to be where I am? It's impossible to read, and they know that it's complex, and they try their best, but because there are so many trains, and there are so many, there's at one point in the tube there are three levels of trains, three levels, one, and then you go down, and then you go down again, and there's another train going in a totally different direction, and it's amazing, but
This is
amazing. I don't know if Los Angeles will ever get to that point, but it is a good experience to have if you have a chance to go to London or or Rome or even Paris. They all have really great transportation systems.
Well, even New York. I mean, New York has great transportation. The New York subway system is, I grew up there. What's so funny, Joe, is when I go back to visit, first off, I never take cabs in New York.
Yeah.
All right. It's just a waste of time and money. The train will get you anywhere so much faster.
Yeah.
But when I go back, I haven't lived there in over 30 years.
Yeah.
I remember what lines. You take the 4 to get here, you take the 6 to get here, you take this one to get across that, and it just comes right back to you.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to stop and look at a map. It's unbelievable. But this is huge.
Google Transit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very excited. You know, the best part is that it will open up the opportunity for people to know how to ride our bus. And, you know, a lot of people do use the Google Maps and to figure out their route system. And as it is now, they'll only get information for the services that are on there. And now we will be on there. That we're a missing piece right now. So we think it will help a lot for helping people find how to use the service and where it's going. Because more, you know, most people now have everything on their phone, and that's how they find their way around. So,
yeah, no, it's
the paper map is you know,
obsolete.
A little outdated, but yeah. You know, it's still, we still have people who use them. So,
but Joyce, I mean, if people are visiting Redondo Beach, right, and they're say they're having lunch in Riviera Village, and they're talking to their server, and the server says, "Oh, you have to go to the pier," or "Oh, if you want to go to something, oh, you want to go to downtown Hermosa," and they'll just sit there and they can pull it up on their phone and say, "Boom, here's the bus stop here. That's how I get there." That's amazing.
Right.
Yeah. You didn't know about this, Joe? You didn't know about Google Transit?
I knew about Google Transit in the large, but they how long has it been that they've been soliciting information from local transit authorities, Joyce?
Oh, gee, I have no idea, but I would say minimum, you know, 10 years or so.
Yeah,
10 years.
It's just they've been soliciting the information. They've been organizing it. It's been around for a while, but it's gotten a lot better in the last couple of years. It's gotten a lot better.
Wow.
And there are other transit apps out there that people use that would have some of the same information. They basically, what most agencies are doing is they're posting their it's called a general transit fee specification. So they post it on their website and make it available for people to use to put in other external apps.
Right. This is, Jackie, this is a situation where the organization of the information is a standard format, but you have to set up a feed like you hear about news feeds and
other
kinds of feeds that you can continue to push information out and other people can consume that information. Well, this is now transit authorities have a standard format that they can produce a feed of transit information and other services can consume that information, including Google Transit and anyone else on the planet that wants to look at the feed, and it includes JSON information, basically computer code that the computers can read.
We live in an amazing time.
It's an amazing world out there.
It is. It is.
So now, Joyce, is there something about Redondo Beach Transit that we haven't talked about?
We haven't talked about. We do have a bus pass program. You mentioned in the beginning of the session that we sell bus passes.
Yes. Well, now if you could hold that's something exciting. Everyone wants to know about bus passes. We're going to talk about bus passes in a moment with someone who really knows about bus passes. Bobby Christian from the Redondo Beach Chamber. You know a lot about bus passes, don't you?
So much. I'm a virtual walking record on bus pass knowledge.
Thank you, Bobby, for playing along with that. You're great. You're great. Bobby Christian from the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau has just joined us, and he's going to tell us, we're going to find out about bus passes in a moment, but he's going to tell us what else is going on around town.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on around town this week. On the chamber side, there's only one thing. It's the grand opening that we talked about last week of Smart and Final, which is going to be on at 615 Pacific Coast Highway, which is right there up by the power plant where the – I think we pronounced it Hagen's used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that grand opening's today at noon. And that's it for the chamber side, but I'm really excited about – so if you want to get out and do some exciting stuff this weekend, we got you covered, and next weekend as well. This weekend, on Saturday, we have the Spring Fest at the Sea Lab, which is an all-day event with a free drum circle. We got touch tanks, special feedings that are going to be going on throughout the day. It's great for families, and it's only $5 a person. Also this weekend, the South Bay Ballet is presenting Bravo. It's a mix of modern and contemporary, and it's going to be on both Saturday and Sunday. Sunday is a matinee, so check out that at southbayballet.org. And so that's this weekend. And then next weekend is the St. Patrick's Day 5K Run and Walk, which is put on with the Village Runner. It goes through Riviera Village and throughout Redondo Beach. You can go ahead and pre-register for that. You can find out more about that at visitredondo.com. And also next Sunday is the 42nd Annual Redondo Pier Kite Festival. It's one of the largest kite festivals in California, and it's a really exciting event. It takes place from noon to 5 p.m., so come out even if you don't bring, even if you don't do kites, or if, I don't know what the verb of kiting is, so even if you don't kite, you can come observe the other beautiful kites that are going on. And I just want to throw this out there, because I know you're such a fan of the wedding site. We've been working away at that, and I want to give a special thanks to Spectrum Catering, who work with the historic Redondo Beach Library, for providing so many of the photos we've been using on the site. They've been really helpful in making the site look beautiful, so I want to give a special shout-out to them. We've had a lot of help from the Portofino, from the Crown Plaza as well, and a lot of members have really been active in helping us get the site together. But Spectrum Catering's gone above and beyond to give us tons of photos and a lot of beautiful imagery. So special thanks to them.
I have to tell you, that kite festival, I make a point to go every year. I don't kite personally. Well, you know something, when my nieces and nephews, the younger ones, I visit with them or they come to visit me, we'll go out and kite. You know, so it's not like, you know, I don't know anything about kiting, but I ride my bike down there every year, and it is so much fun to watch.
Right.
It is so much fun to watch. I mean, you've got your, I think the Sunshine Kite Company that sponsors that, Bobby?
You know what, I'm not sure. I haven't seen any announcements of that, but if they did it before, I'm sure they're doing it again this year.
Yeah, the Pier Association and the Sunshine Kite Company. So you can go down, you can buy kites and fly them, but you can't believe how many people come out with homemade kites, and they're amazing.
Right.
They're amazing. I mean, like things you've never seen before. Last year, I rode my bike down on the Strand, and I got off, and I was just sitting there, you know, on the bike path, watching, and there was this group of people that had this homemade kite. It was round. And it was almost like a quilt. It was beautiful. And it was a gusty day. And there were thousands of people on the beach with their kites in the air. You could see all the strings. And this group, they launched this homemade kite. And a gust of wind took it up and then took it to the left and down. And he must have taken out about 20 kept. it was great. It was great. And then they spent the next hour trying to detangle everything. It was so much fun.
One of the highlights.
Yes, yes. When that went down and everybody saw what was going to happen, there was a roar from the crowd.
That sounds like the thrill of victory or the agony. That's awesome.
Yeah, so definitely make a point to get down and see that. That's a lot of fun.
Very exciting, Bobby. Very exciting. I have to say it again. You mentioned it, and we'll probably mention it about 1,000 times more, but it still blows me away every time I think about it. RedondoBeachWeddings.org. RedondoBeachWeddings.org. An effort by the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau to collect, coalesce, to provide a curated location so that people can find out about weddings in Redondo Beach, that is, putting on weddings, all of the resources that you need, all the professionals that you need, all of the some advice, even a timetable, what you should be planning and when, step by step, for a great, fantastic Redondo Beach wedding. And the key is, this is a chamber that is doing this. Chamber members benefit greatly because there is this one-stop shop. And I'm just blown away by the fact that why doesn't every chamber do this, especially those chambers that are known to be located in places where a lot of weddings take place. But it's just a brilliant idea, and I'm sure that all of the chamber members are going to benefit greatly from this.
Well, I'm sure that once everybody across the world hears this show, they'll be doing it. The chamber will be doing it. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
RedondoBeachWeddings.org. Thank you, Bobby Christian.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Are there any more highlights that you'd like to make us aware of?
Nope, that's it for this week. If you didn't catch any dates or times, check us out at visitredondo.com. We have all the events listed on our calendar there.
Great, wonderful. Thank you so much. Joyce, that's the thing. We have such great support from the Redondo Beach Chamber, and they are supporting their members to such a great degree regarding weddings. It's really just one more thing that makes living in the South Bay, especially as a small business person that services weddings, fantastic.
Yes, it's a great community to live and visit.
Yes, yes.
And now you'll be able to get around easier.
And now you'll be able to get around easier.
Would you like to know one more little bit of history trivia regarding roads and transit?
Yeah. What?
After World War II, I think it was President Eisenhower that began. He was the one that said, we need an interstate system.
Yes.
We need a system of roads in this country identifiable, because apparently when they went over to fight in Europe, Europe didn't have anything like that, and our troops got lost all over the place because they didn't know where they were going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
No.
We didn't have a highway system prior to that.
Right.
It was just, you know, here and there.
But we did have the red car.
We did have the red car. Yes, yes, we did have the red car. But as far as getting from point A to point B in this country, there was no system of roads, and that was instituted after World War II. So you know you can't underestimate how important it is to get around.
Right,
yeah, very important.
It's amazing, and the great interstate highway system is one of the great wonders of the world. Many people from all over the world come to America to ride our highways, literally, to ride our highways and take road trips. And play like they're Thelma and Louise.
You know? Okay, that's a bad example.
Well, not often to the Grand Canyon, but you know, just
Highway 1, Pacific Coast Highway,
right, of the Great West. And
yeah, that's one of the great road trips of all time, riding PCH,
right,
road number one up and down the coast, and it goes right through our beach cities.
Yes, it does. Yeah. We are so excited. Thank you so much for joining us today, Joyce. It's been fantastic.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. And thanks for helping us get the word out about Beach City Transit and some of the other services that we have available for the community.
Of course.
You were going to talk about bus passes. We got
that. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let me give a quick plug. I know we only have a few minutes left, but we do have monthly bus passes for Beach City Transit, and those are sold at City Hall. We discount the passes for our student and senior disabled residents, so it's a little cheaper. Mm-hmm. We also sell Metro bus passes at City Hall, and those are also discounted for Redondo Beach residents. And for both discounts, you need to show proof of residency, so there's a little bit of a process to go through in order to get the discounted rates. And then I also forgot to mention earlier that we do have Metro's electronic fare card system on our buses. So if you have a tap card, you can use the tap card to pay for the fare on Beach Cities Transit. Mm. If someone has an Easy Pass, then we accept that. And also, if not, you can add stored value, which is basically having cash single dollar values on the added to the card, and then that can be used to pay for the fare on Beach City's transit.
Joyce,
if you want a tap card, if you want a tap card, you can go to City Hall and get one, or you can go online to tap2go.net and order one, or you can go to Green Line Station, and they have ticket vending machines, and you can get a card there. And if you're a senior disabled Metro rider, then that's an application process.
Joyce, now, are these like the easy passes where you put in as much money as you want each time you like fill up, or is it like is there a flat rate?
An easy pass is actually a monthly pass. So, and that you can, it is a flat rate, but it's just for the month. Most of other Metro's other passes are 30-day passes. So if you add it on the 15th of the month, it's good to the next 30 for the next 30 days. But an easy pass, the difference between that and a regular Metro pass is the easy pass is accepted by all the transit operators. So you can use it for Metro and Beach City's Transit and Torrance and Gardena and any of the other Long Beach, Culver City, Santa Monica. So you could use that pass on any of the transit systems and you wouldn't have to pay an extra fare. And those are mostly if you're, a regular rider and you're using a lot of services, the regular Easy Pass is $110. And then if you go farther away, it's called zones, and it'll cost more. But if you're not, then you could just add stored value. So that would be like $5 or $10 on the card or $15, and just have some money on the card and use it as you go.
Okay. All right. Did you use a bus pass for school when you were growing up, Joe?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I used to get one get a new bus pass at the beginning of every month.
Right.
I used to take the bus from home to school, high school. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Memories.
Yeah. I think, we don't pay enough attention to public transportation in this city. Well, not just this city. I mean, it's a classic. I'm from Chicago. Jackie, you're from New York. They have amazing public transportation systems, but it's been, many, many, many decades, if not centuries, that's been in development. And in L.A., it's not as developed. It's the
car culture. We have a Southern California car culture.
Yeah,
that's
it's more developed in San Francisco. More developed in
Portland. Older cities.
Older cities
have a good transit system. Yeah.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. And what we have is fantastic, and it's just getting better and better all the time. Really looking forward to some of the new things coming up, Joyce. Thank you so much again, Joyce
Thank
Rooney.
You again.
Redondo Beach Transit. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been a great guest, and you've been very informative. And so we have just a few minutes. Any exciting things coming up in the near future? Anything that we can participate in? Any events?
Isn't Google Transit enough for you, Joe?
I don't know.
Google Transit is pretty darn big.
That's a big one. We'll be doing, once it's ready to go, we'll be issuing some press releases and providing more information. We haven't figured out how we're doing the outreach yet. It's not fully developed, but
right.
I'll make sure to keep you both in mind and letting you know how that's going. And
right.
With the Transit Center construction project, there may be a ribbon cutting coming up, so I'll make sure to keep you in mind as well and let you know what's happening with the
Wonderful.
With that project.
Wonderful.
Perfect.
It's been a big week of political news. It's going to be a great week. Tomorrow we're going to have a great show. And of course, on Friday we're going to have a great show. Please join us, the South Bay Show. We'd love to have you. We'd love to see you on the radio, because you're always beautiful on the radio. It's my new tagline.
Oh, great.
Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you.